This is WKSU News. I'm Jennifer Kahn. When we think about frontline responders, we think about people who save lives and rush into burning buildings. But in this pandemic, many frontline workers stock shelves and operate cash registers at grocery stores of all sizes. When word first began spreading that coronavirus was deadly, contagious, and close to home, newscasts showed panicky shoppers emptying stores of bread, milk, and toilet paper. But that wasn't the case everywhere.
The organic meats, everybody went after that. They were stocking up their freezers and so on. And our free-range chicken was, everyone went after that. It seemed like chicken, we couldn't keep it in stock.
That's David Krieger, who co-owns Seven Grains Natural Market in Talmadge with his wife, Gina. Krieger says in the beginning, Seven Grains had a rush of shoppers like other stores, but instead of the cold and flu aisle, his customers hit the produce section for nature's immune system boosters.
They were buying fresh ginger root in volume, turmeric root in volume, garlic, even lemons for that matter, anything that had vitamin C in it.
Across town, Family Groceries is a popular store that serves Akron's Bhutanese community. Naresh Suba, who owns the store with his brother, says they also experienced panic shopping with a twist.
Customers came in big numbers, and they just, emptied my entire supply of rice. Hoarding, I guess, is the right word.
Countryside Market also serves a niche customer base. The market carries locally grown food at several locations in Summit County. It runs all winter out of Old Trail School in the valley. But when the schools were closed, Countryside CEO Tracy Emmerich says they decided to quickly transform into Countryside Curbside to fill carryout orders from the school's parking lot.
It was a massive undertaking. We had 2 weeks, and my staff worked nonstop to get it done.
Then, on Countryside Curbside's pickup day, a freak storm blew through the area, complete with hail. Emmerich says her staff of 7 people was also trying to fill nearly 400 orders instead of the anticipated 100 or so.
I guess the only good word to describe it was sort of a disaster.
Emmerich says the increase in customers in large part is because the pandemic is making people appreciate locally grown food even more.
The number of hands handling the product is far fewer than a traditional grocery store supply chain. And then you don't have things sitting out on display where people can walk by and accidentally cough or sneeze.
Even so, she says her staff felt they had let many people down.
They wanted to help people so much. The farmers and the food producers, they really know how important this is for them financially. And then customers, they know how many customers really rely on farmers markets for groceries. And our SNAP customers, we accepted SNAP through this.
Since then, Countryside has developed a system that works no matter what the weather. The grocers say they're taking steps to protect workers from the virus, but in a small store, Family Groceries' Naresh Suba says his cashiers are in a tough spot.
When it comes to the cashier, that's the most difficult one because, they'll have to be pretty close to the customers.
And the safety measures worry his customers.
Customers are kind of like, they're apprehensive. Why are these people wearing masks? Are they sick? Kind of thing. They don't tell us, but, they're a little scared.
The gear elicits a similar response at Seven Grains. David Krieger says his workers can choose to wear the gear or not.
Sure, it's important to be safe, but it's their decision. If they don't want to wear them, that's great, too, because it's less alarming to the customer.
Krieger says his customers have behaved well since the start of the pandemic.
Everyone just has a quiet understanding of the situation. They know it's serious. They understand that. They're all conducting themselves in a civil manner, in a civil tongue, and we're moving through it.
Countryside's Tracy Emmerich says she hopes people continue shopping local for everyone's sake.
Support your local businesses. They need us now more than ever, and it is critical that we continue to support our local economy through this.
I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.